The price of oil jumped more than 20% this morning after President Trump said he's confident Saudi Arabia and Russia will end a price war that has sent the industry into a tailspin. That would be good news for Midland, Texas, in the heart of the Permian Basin. The city of 173,000 was already reeling from oil prices that cratered to around $20 a barrel. And now the coronavirus is making the crisis worse. Joining us now is Midland Mayor Patrick Payton. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for letting me on.
Well, and this is your first term. What has it been like dealing with this 1-2 punch? First, the collapse in oil prices to $20 a barrel. And now, of course, the situation everybody's dealing with, the coronavirus.
Yeah, well, I think you said it exactly right. A 1-2 punch is exactly what we're dealing with. I originally grew up in Oklahoma surrounded by tornadoes, and I kind of feel like we're waking up every day with a tornado that's not just ravaged one portion of our city. But really, you've woken up to a tornado that's torn up the entire city every single day, and it's happening every single morning. So it's been quite intense for a first-term mayor within 3 months of being sworn in.
Well, and give us a sense of what you mean when you say it's ravaged the city. How is this playing out in Midland?
Well, it's playing out, first of all, with a lot of people already beginning to get layoffs. And even to back up a little bit, come March 4th, the morning of March 4th, after we all woke up from, I believe it was Sunday the 3rd, when the futures market was already somewhat in the tank, and what was going on with Saudi Arabia and Russia, you literally saw the oil and gas industry just shut down, and things just stopped. Drilling stopped, completions stopped, and we knew it was going to be pretty serious. We'd been through ups and downs before here in West Texas, but very rarely do you just see companies are literally shutting down, already talking about layoffs. And then within 5 days from that, on that Friday, things really start heating up related to the coronavirus. And so you've got sort of mass fear related to people's health. And then on top of that, you've got the proverbial pink slip showing up by the hundreds and even the thousands now. And so when you say ravaged, it's one of those things where if you lose your job, you can maybe get outside and hang out with your friends or go to the bar or go have a drink at a restaurant. But now people are losing their jobs. They can't get out. They're afraid to get out. Nobody can travel. And so just about every outlet you might have had is shut down to you. And everything, every hope you had for the future is pretty much on hold now.
Do you think that President Trump has done enough, given his relationship, not just with the Russian president, but also with the royal family in Saudi Arabia? Do you think he's done enough to try to get them to cut production and get oil prices to go back up?
Well, I think if you talk to most of us out here in the Permian Basin, it's not just President Trump we're concerned about. It's the entire Congress as well, taking action, considering that Saudi Arabia is someone we have defended and has been an ally of ours, especially in battles against Iran. And so as you talk to other people around here as well, the more important issue for our nation and for our city is not just oil and gas. It's the health and welfare of our workers and our economy, because, that's been the interesting conversation among producers and oil and gas exploration companies out here. Is they're not just worried about their own industry, but now this has turned into something even more serious for all of us. So secondarily, do we want the president and Congress to do more related to Saudi Arabia? Yes. First and foremost, though, we have to realize this coronavirus issue has got to come first.
So you have said before that you are worried that the depression that would come from unemployment being so high could kill as many people as the coronavirus itself. Do you still think that?
When you talk about our region, when you look at the numbers that we have a history here in Midland, Texas, where people can go through quite a whipsaw related to the economic conditions here. And I was very concerned, as I stated in one of our city council meetings, I was very, very concerned that we had a run on ammunition here in this hunting region of the country. And so I realize when people are under a lot of stress, when people have all areas of their life being stressed and put under pressure, I'm absolutely concerned about mental health, and I'm concerned about what the outcomes of that can be. I'm concerned that not only in Midland, but as I'm looking around the country, even rehab groups and Alcoholics Anonymous groups and counseling groups are having a difficult time being able to meet because of restrictions.
Right.
So there are a lot of unforeseen issues I think we're all going to face in this regard. So I do stand by the statement that I think we could see as much maybe suicide or death in our region, when you look at the numbers of what we're looking at with just the coronavirus not being like they are at a place tragically like New York or San Francisco or other places, that people have nowhere to go, they have no hope, and they have no place to find that hope. And so they're turning to tragic ends.
So what do you think the government should do?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think what we're beginning to, we all say that's a really good question. We don't have an answer, right? I think the first thing we're beginning to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, that in that tunnel being the radical partisanship that we've all watched, whether we're Republican or whether we're Democrat, and make sure we're paying attention to the greater needs of the community. I know here our nonprofits and our churches are doing all the things that they can do. We've had a tremendous outpouring of partnership across every different denomination and every social sector. And so I'm hoping, and I don't think I'm speaking just as way out here West Texas. I think a lot of us are ready for our government to quit seeing who can have the best soundbite or who can have the best Twitter feed and who can start paying attention to what the bigger issues are and how we solve those issues like we have with other national tragedies.
Given what we've seen in the oil markets in recent days, do you think that looking forward, that oil and the oil industry should play the same role in the future of Midland as it has in the past? Or do you think you're setting yourself up for more boom-bust cycles, if so?
Well, I think for quite a long time we've been asking ourselves that question. The reality is I'm not sure that anybody outside of Midland really quite understands the central nature of oil and gas does here, just like somebody really wouldn't know what tourism industry is like unless they live in Orlando or Las Vegas. And because that's just the nature of it out here. It's not just something you turn off. It's one of the largest oil fields in the world, and we're still going to need this source of energy and this source of byproducts, even as we push towards what might be an alternative energy revolution in the future. You just can't get there until you get there through your oil and gas and oil and gas byproducts.
Mayor Payton, one of the things that makes this situation so scary is just the uncertainty. People not sure what things are going to look like on the other side and how much of our old lives we'll be able to get back after this collective experience of dealing with the coronavirus. What do you think things will be like after this is over? Do you think we're going to go back to business the way it was before?
Boy, that's probably a question you're asking every single guest, and I wouldn't be surprised if every single guest, may be saying the same things. I don't see any way we get back to what we used to be. It's going to be a new normal around here. It's going to be another national reset. It's going to be an international reset again. I was talking to an oil and gas executive this morning, and I think we all just have come to this place where we said, normal's just going to be different. And any of us think we're going to get back to a different way of doing things, we're just not. And I would never, ever, ever make a comparison to what happened at 9/11. But a new normal was introduced after 9/11. It changed the world as well. Right. And now we're in a worldwide issue. And I think we would be ridiculously naive to think things are going to go back to the world we knew back in February.
No, I think you're right to be careful about making comparisons to 9/11. But the fact is, I think this is going to be one of those moments when you talk about pre-COVID and post-COVID 20 years from now.
You and I both remember the statement. Well, where were you on 9/11? Where I was in Oklahoma when the Murrah Federal Building blew up. Where were you? I remember everything about it. We're to this place now where it's, what was your life like pre-COVID? Because there's no day. It just, our times have changed. And literally the way we even describe it is more long-term wartime than it is an event that happened. And those things, events change nations. And this is an event that's changing the globe. And so it's very hard to just wrap your mind around how many of us have been with our friends and said, I don't even know what to make of this. And we're all in that particular place.
That is Mayor Patrick Payton of Midland, Texas, who, by the way, you wouldn't be surprised to find out is a former pastor as you listen to him talk. Mayor Payton, thank you so much for joining us and best of luck.
You're very welcome. Thank you.